The Frames Per Second Podcast.
This story is about my father and the secret birthright that's been kept from us.
You're going after it.
We're going to need a car.
He's going to stand there, Tick.
This is family business. And family stay together.
Dad for my own, scared for myself.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duce, a.k.a. Mr. No Disrespect. And you now tune in to the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are continuing on our bi-weekly recaps of the hit HBO series Lovecraft Country. And we're almost at full staff, but we got two people that came back that we haven't heard their perspective on Lovecraft so far in this first season. That's Rod and Nay. How y'all doing?
Good, man. Doing better. Yeah. A lot of stuff going on in personal life that's kept us away from the podcast, but happy to be back.
Glad to have you back.
Yeah.
So people have heard our recaps as far as me, Ken, B, and Mike mm-hmm. on Lovecraft so far, but what are y'all thoughts on Lovecraft so far?
Oh, yeah, outside, he left.
Yeah, he had to bounce.
So outside of episode 5 and 6 that we're going to cover?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Outside of episode 5 and 6.
So up until 4? What was the last episode?
Up until 4.
What did you think about the show?
No. I don't want to go too far before we get into 5 and 6. So what was the...
Four was the one where they were in the bottom of... In that cave that flooded.
Oh, the Harry Potter-esque thing.
Yeah.
Y'all called it the Harry Potter.
Weird is the first description that I had with the show. Weird but intriguing was my first, I guess, idea or thought about this show. I also thought pretty good acting, produced pretty well, but the challenge that I had was them trying to include the whole black issue, it felt a little forced to me. I know it's supposed to be around a certain time, but I don't know. Something just felt disconnected for me with that from the beginning of this. When I realized what they were doing, I did hear the podcast where Mike was talking about the graphics. The graphics didn't look all that great. I thought it would. For a show produced with this much budget, so I thought that was weird. But I will say, as the show progressed, some of the graphics did get better, in my opinion. Because I did have those same gripes about those monsters. I was like, why does that look?
They look terrible,
like a video game. So when you said it, I was like, oh yeah, I thought the same thing. But it was enough to keep me interested in watching it. Cause I didn't have any expectations for this because I didn't even know what the premise was or anything. I just saw it pop up one day and I was like, okay, well, you know. And I think I heard y'all talking about it, and I was like, all right, yeah, I'll watch it. You know what I'm saying? It seems interesting enough. And I'm still there. It's interesting enough. Mm-hmm. Up until 4, I was like, it's interesting enough. That's basically like my brief, like, description of the show.
Okay.
Did I say anything about the acting? I thought the acting was
good. Yeah, it was good. So, yeah.
Then you was running out already. Short list. What about you, Nay?
I agree. The acting's really good. I'm happy Jurnee Smollett is getting a chance to shine. Been a fan of hers for a while. sure.
What?
No, she's not?
I'm not saying she isn't. She's not my cup of tea, but no, I'm not. I prefer men, but all right.
But she is. Yeah, exactly. You ain't got to do it like that.
She's a beautiful woman. There you go.
I thought only dudes did that.
Okay. So, yeah, I think the acting is cool. I'm not a big sci-fi person. So initially I was kind of like, am I going to like this? Oddly enough, opposite for me, the racial element kept me intrigued. And I know I listen to you guys' podcast too. I never watched Watchmen. So I don't know if there are other shows. I haven't seen another show do this same type of thing or do it better or anything like that. So the racial element and the undertones of the, yeah, of that actually helps keep me intrigued. But I think this is a show that does way too much, ultimately. I think, and I told Roderick this after getting completely caught up, but I feel like what they did the first couple of episodes where they established the, I guess what you would consider the main plot point with this order and these witches and these warlocks and the way Tick is a part of that. It was like one long storyline, and then it's like they've broken off and almost done like these Twilight Zone-esque episodes that don't have anything to do with the main plot to me, but then they try and tie it in at the end. That's not working for me, and I'm just about tapped out.
Damn. Well, that leads us to us talking about episodes 5 and 6. We'll start with episode 5, Strange Case. Now, you mentioned as far as like, at the end of the day, they try to do too much. Mm-hmm. I thought Strange Case was them doing a lot. But what are y'all thoughts on episode 5?
I enjoyed this one, actually.
This the Ruby episode?
Yep.
Yes, I enjoyed this one, actually, and I thought it was weird because, like, I think I enjoyed it because of the white woman's performance. The way she played, she really sold that she was Rudy. Ruby. Because I almost forgot that that wasn't Ruby. Like, I was like, oh, shit, that's a white actor playing Ruby. Like, because she sold it so well, like, that Ruby was actually inside of, she was Ruby and Ruby was her. Like, she sold it so well to me. And I thought that was interesting that I felt that way. I was like, oh, man. I thought that, again, like when I said the effects, I think it worked better because, like, again, like Mike, is it practical effects that...
Those are CGI.
No, but they added practical with it. So if you look, I don't think all of it was CGI. They had that stuff that was falling off of her.
I think
I think that's what made it look better for me because they combine, like, I like it when they combine it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And, like Mandalorian does sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They kind of combine it and then it looks a lot more realistic or whatever. Cause I'm not a big fan of, like, you know, Star Wars episodes, first episodes on how to just basically all CGI. Mm-hmm. So when they tried to go that route beginning, I was like, no, that's not working. So when I saw that, I was like, okay, I can tell that that's actual effects and practical, you know, stuff. So I thought that was good. I don't know. It's just something about that fifth one that hit a little different for me personally. I'm trying to just remember back. But I think it was mainly her performance that really pulled me in, honestly.
Okay. Ken, what was your thoughts?
I think I was okay with it by the end. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when I saw this black girl turn into a white woman, I was like, man. Well, a black woman turn into a white woman. I'm like, man, what are y'all doing? Mm-hmm. I rolled my eyes because it's like I got the idea, the premise behind it to show the differences between the two. And I think as it went on, I think they really started to kind of encapture some of that. But at the same time, I think it was somebody said it was forcing too much of it. I forgot which one of you two said it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the feeling that I felt, mm-hmm. you know, with that. But I still, towards the end, was like, okay, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when it started, I was like, oh shit, man, here y'all go with this shit again. Like, mm-hmm. can you just tell me something, another story? Can mm-hmm. we get to like what is the thing that's going on here?
Yeah,
they're not these around side stories. And then by episode, 5? I'm like, man, we still in the bullshit. Like, let's get to it already. But we didn't.
Mike?
This episode was shit. This episode was complete and utter shit. This episode was stupid as fuck. This was the one where I was like, I'm done. I'm not watching any more of this shit.
Mm.
the whole turning her into a white woman was fine, whatever. But it was just like the dialogue, you know, with like the part where she's dancing, like, oh, do that dance. And she's over there, like, I was just like, what is this? And then her thing with how much she didn't like the shop owner, and then an ending with her fucking shoving the thing in his ass. And it's like, this is stupid. This is like, what in the fuck is happening? And I'm cool with watching a show and being confused and knowing that there's some sort of narrative idea that I'm just not getting yet. But with this, I'm just like, man, I'm done. Hmm. Like, this sounds like these motherfuckers don't really have an idea of how they want to end this. And every episode is just going to be on some other shit. Here's a side story. Here's a side story. Oh, here's another side story. It's like, how does this fucking fit in? How do we even need this? Like, how do we need this story of Ruby turning into a white woman and infiltrating a white department store and then talking to the one black woman that's there? And why do we, like, oh, take us to the
south side.
So take us to the south side. Take us to the south side. We want to see the south side. Not over there dancing with Negroes and shit. It's like, this
nigger chasing.
What? So is Ruby kind of black fishing then? Or nigger fishing? But I was super good on this episode. The way it ended was fucking dumb. So
that
dumb.
Was extra. It was very it was the extra.
Stupidest ending I've ever seen.
But man. I think it.
Y'all didn't like it. Y'all didn't like it. It was. Huh? Y'all didn't like the surprise? Poof, he hurt. You didn't like that?
Wait, what surprise? Oh.
The twist.
No, yeah, with him.
Oh,
her.
No, hell no.
I didn't care about
that. I didn't care about that.
But you know what? Ramel hit me to something that I didn't even realize until he said something. Did y'all know that the woman that Ruby was turning
yes.
into? Oh, you knew that already?
It was the same.
It confused the fuck out of me.
Nah, you're talking about from episode 2, right?
With the dog.
I yeah. didn't know that until today.
That's why I was weirded out by how it started.
Well, shit.
Yeah,
so
I didn't understand
that
it. The only thing, so I think that this show drops a lot of nuggets that are supposed to refer and is going to mean something at the end. It's just they drag it out too far. So I don't know if that means that the bitch with the dogs was really a black person that they. I don't.
Right.
I don't
That's
know.
What I was wondering too.
Right. So it's like it's a lot of things that you know have to mean something because they can't be that loosely stupid. Mm-hmm. They just can't. So, I don't, it's just like.
So your thoughts on the episode?
Yeah. So, a lot. It was a lot. It's like the minute I thought I was gonna like it, something happened and I didn't like it. I just felt like, I agree. Again, the acting in this episode is awesome. I think they did a really good job with cast. And yeah, I did feel like I was watching Ruby in a white body. I just didn't understand why she was giving a black bitch such a hard time. I just felt like, again, just too much trying to tie the issues that a black woman has in society as she gets to act like a white woman to get, you know, to be able to experience things she wants. And then the white witch got to turn into a man. It's just too much. It's just way too much. And I feel like they can tell these. They can explain and show these nuances and show these issues without devoting a whole damn story to it. Like, we get it. You know, it's like, it's almost like beating us over the head. Why they had to make a rape with a stiletto? I don't understand. That just really bothered my spirit.
And then the Cardi B to go with it.
Let's go back.
That was
okay.
Yes.
This music
I'm glad you said
in
that.
This entire series is ass backwards. I do not understand why they're trying to implement these different modern day hip hop songs into this civil rights era show. Like, why? I don't get it. It just is, every time they do it, it like completely takes me out of the episode.
I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
I hate that part. The music selection is horrible.
Well, because they've done it before earlier as far as like adding modern songs to this era, which I've seen other shows do it to period pieces, and
I don't like it then either.
Yeah, it's sometimes to me
sometimes
it works.
Yeah, I agree with Nick.
Yeah, I don't mind.
They did it on the Madam C.J. Walker documentary or a show they did on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I think that's the first time I ever noticed it, and even then, I got what they were trying to do, and they maybe did it a little bit better than this, but it still takes me out.
Same. I want to go back to the one point though about did we need this whole episode? So, do you think we? So you guys don't think we needed to see. Ruby introduced to this magic, being able to accept it and live with it. Y'all don't think we needed a whole episode for that?
My question for that would be, or I guess what I would figure out is like, why do they need Ruby? Like when she, remember she asked in the bed, she was like, why me out of all people?
I think she's going to be a part of a bigger part of the story.
They needed a black person to dress up as a maid.
They need to rush this story along is what they need to do. Yeah, because we're six episodes, right?
Yeah.
Episode
seven drops, tonight as we record it.
How many is it in total?
Ten.
And see, that's what I'm saying? So we're about
more
to
than
have
halfway.
Seven.
Yep.
And we're still like, okay, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? And if the episodes were actually enjoyable, I wouldn't complain. Because, I mean, like I said before, like one of my favorite shows is Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It does that. Mm-hmm. Where it's like every episode is a side story. But then at the end of the season, they'll try to like tie a bunch of shit in. This isn't entertaining enough for me to care about them tying this in. Mm-hmm. I just watched the whole fucking episode of a black woman turning into a white woman. Why? I was already tapped out when the white dude took her home.
Yeah.
I was like, this is fucking stupid. This is stupid. And they're fucking on the stairs. I'm like, okay, what? And when she woke up, I didn't even get it that it was her until halfway through the fucking episode. When she woke up, I was like, who's this white chick? Who is this?
I thought that was cool, though.
Yeah, I don't want that. This show sucks.
Being confused.
I thought she was trapped as a white. I thought that was what happens when you sleep
with a white man.
I thought I was like, God damn, they got her. What?
That actually does happen, though.
That would have been a better episode.
You
if
do
she
lose.
Was actually trapped as this white woman,
that's
I might have been more interested. You should write them.
Nah, I thought the same thing. I thought the same thing. I thought she was trapped as a white woman after that. I didn't know she was going to be able to transform in and out with a potion.
I thought that was how like they was going to do like a wizard way of creating an ally.
Well, that was just my thoughts.
Because it didn't even make any sense. Like, I don't know if y'all remember, like when she was in that dude's office, and she was like, you know, she was crackling, so she's about to turn back into Ruby, and she ran out, and she left the potion.
Yeah.
How did she keep as the white woman then?
She didn't. She broke. That was when they first showed her in an alleyway, and she stripped down.
Mm-hmm. I thought she went into, like, some other room, and she was still the white lady.
For a hot second. But then
she went down a little escalator thing.
Did y'all, was that...
disturbing?
The peeling, like, I mean, after a while you got used to it, obviously, but that first initial scene where he's like ripping her open on the floor, what was that playing in the background on a TV show talking about African Lotus?
Wasn't it the Cardi?
That was when she went and hit him with the stiletto.
That's right.
No, he was talking about the TV where the announcer was talking about locusts and stuff.
Yeah.
But that didn't even make sense. Well, I mean, I guess it's not supposed to make sense, but I was like, why is he stabbing her like that? If she's just wearing like this.
I think he said the first time is
but
the
how
hardest.
Deep? I mean, they're like a big ass knife.
Yeah, it looked like he
and
cut
Ruby's
her ass.
Thick.
Yeah.
So I feel like she'd have got a nick or two.
Not a nick.
Yeah.
At least a nick.
Yeah, I didn't understand the first metamorphosis back to being black. Because, yeah, he cut pretty deep.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know what he was trying to. To like, where was she at? You know,
what was the point of that anyway? If she was, I mean, if she can just strip down and turn back into the black woman, why was he?
It was her first time
doing
that.
She was fighting
it. Yeah, that's why he said the first time is the hardest.
Yeah.
Or she, as we find out.
He could have just said, hey, if you just chill out, your skin will just.
Hell no.
You woke up as a white person. Like, your whole world is different now.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Maybe we did need the whole episode to explain that. And for her to, I mean, cause like you said, like, it's an hour long, right? So you think they could have told it in 30 minutes that, oh, yeah, okay, she gets it now, and she's fine with it.
Yep.
You think they could have did it
especially after following up. This is the direct episode after home, like the dad killing.
The siren.
Yeah, because I think we skipped over that whole part.
I was getting to that next, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, because that was the only intriguing part about this whole episode.
Mm-hmm. Which part? What are you talking about?
When Atticus walks in and he's like, where's old girl? And
Macho just sit there and say nothing.
He didn't say shit. And then he starts beating her. He beat her ass.
Oh, yeah, that did happen.
And I thought that was actually a powerful scene when he's down in the basement and Letty's like, you know, you need to calm down. He's like, where's... whatever the fuck.
Did you take pictures?
The pictures of
Where are the pictures?
Yeah.
Letty! Where are the pistols?
And then
she had the bat. I was like, wow, that's actually like
power, because I didn't expect that. Because he looks down, then he just leaves, and then it shows her holding the bat, and she's shaking. I was like, wow, that was actually dope.
Yeah, because you just damn near almost killed your daddy. If you do that to your daddy, if I piss you off hard enough, what you going to do to me?
Because he rolled up on her. He was close. So I thought, like,
that
but
nigga
yeah.
got PTSD, too.
But at the same time, she didn't understand why he was that angry. Because remember, later on in the episode.
It really doesn't matter.
Well, I think she didn't understand. I don't think he was going to hurt.
She didn't understand the history between the two of them.
No, just the fact that what he actually did. Because remember when he actually told her, he was like,
she didn't understand he killed her.
Yeah, that was like, that's not me just being pissed at my pops. Like, I hope you don't think that's just how I act, like, normally when I'm angry. This is like something extreme that, like, I needed this information and he got rid. First of all, how the hell he get rid of the body like that with all that blood? Like, he was just sitting in a room and it was clean as hell.
That shit made no fucking sense.
Ain't nobody see him come in or out.
Nah. Where is the body?
I don't know.
But see,
shit disintegrated. I don't know, honey.
But see, that's why I didn't like this episode. Because it was like, okay, the way the last one ended, I need y'all to go there and explain this shit.
It's
and
like
you didn't.
It's like they have so many little things that they put in that you know mean something, that the big things that, or like the things that you need to kind of piece the story together, they, I don't know. It's like they pay attention to certain details and don't with others.
Yeah, and then going back to Ruby as the white woman, like that whole little montage of like what it's like to be a white woman for a day, I could have done without that for real. Like her getting free ice cream, her like getting in the front of the lines,
black kid, yeah, was trying to help her. And the cops were all, man, I didn't mind that. I didn't mind it that much, but she could have spoke up quicker. She let him get thrown on the ground and all this shit before she finally said stop. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Again, I think she was in shock. Like, oh wait, I do have power. I can actually say stop, and they will stop.
Yeah,
because you gotta say you're taking somebody that's what 30 some years old that's been used to this one mindset that I don't have any power in my words to now I all of a sudden have this power. I think she was coming to the realization that, oh shit, they're not gonna treat me like that because I'm in a white body. It had literally just happened.
Why are you shaking your head? Hey, what would you do if you woke up, you were white?
I do all kinds of shit. Yeah. I go
on top.
Man, I slap the shit out of every white person that saw. I'm like, I'm one of you. Bop.
I'll get hella bank loans.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'll do.
Straight up white collar crime.
So yeah, she did. She was shocked. She was like, shit.
Yeah, she was in shock.
I get it.
But the black girl magic poem while the white woman having her little frolic of a day.
Just stupid.
Like,
man.
That's extra.
Ah, black girl magic. I just got it. That's funny.
That was just extra to me.
I don't even think he got it.
I ain't get it till after. But Nate, you are right. Like, when Ruby was, white Ruby was in position, when she got the job as the supervisor, granted, like, she earned that job based off her resume, which she should have got the job anyway. Mm-hmm. But I thought, like,
I'm having a day, y'all. I'm sorry. Right.
I thought that because she is black on the inside, that she was like, oh, I'm going to take care of this girl. I'm going to help, you know, nurture her. I might even help her move her up in the position that, you know, she's in. She was just super critical of her, like, more than I would think like a regular white person would be.
I mean, to a certain extent, she was pretty critical. I think that to a certain extent, she realized that she actually didn't earn the, like, she was more qualified than this chick. This chick really didn't have the qualifications needed for the position. And I immediately attributed to it. Maybe it was a size issue.
I thought
because Ruby's bigger and this girl was slimmer.
I didn't even think about that.
I'm in this department store. And so she just physically had attributes that I didn't have. And that's why she got it. So there was a certain level of resentment and jealousy that she had towards this girl, even in this white body, instead of taking the opportunity to help move someone up so that more of us could get the positions, perhaps. But then she also knew that they were only going to give it to one person. It's just like, like I said, I didn't understand why she couldn't, but also there's an interesting twist to it. When we do get into positions the way we're crabs in a barrel sometimes because we're not given anything, and seeing that even in this white body, she still has that mentality with this girl.
But I thought she also told her, like, yo, we got to work extra harder and all of that. I thought she did tell her.
But she said it as a white woman. So that's why I threw off the black woman. Like, what are you talking about?
But, yeah, I get what you're saying, though. Yeah, as yes, I'm saying it as a white woman, but she, it was coming from a black
place. Yeah, but yeah, we knew that, yeah.
And so, yeah, and that is true. And yeah, that is like, yeah, you gotta be 10 times better, et cetera, et cetera. However, you're in a position to do something about it and you're not. You're just scolding this other person.
She cracked me up when she handed her that lotion off.
She said you ashy.
That was just that to me. That was like, all right, that's another eye roll. When you were talking about eye rolling, mm-hmm. I was like, she ain't had to do that. She called her out.
If she was ashy, she did.
No, but you clearly could tell she was jealous because she was like,
well, yeah, that's a good point. If she had an ash patch, I mean, what's right. she supposed to do?
Right.
You can't be ashy at a department store.
Right. You don't want the white people seeing the ass.
Right. I don't know. I just felt
good
like
looking out, Nick.
Right. I don't know. Yeah, she was just being a dick to her, and I was just like, why? Like, she was nice too. Like, it wasn't like she was lazy.
See, that's why it's like, what are we supposed to glean from this? Like, you turn into a white woman, and you automatically became a shitball. Like, is she normally a shitball? Like, she seemed like she was all right as a black woman.
Well, what I was reading, like, for these recaps, like, they were saying that maybe, like, she does have, like, this talented 10th kind of mindset, whereas as far as, like, you, like, that's the standard. You can't be less than great. So if she sees anything like that, she's heavily criticizing that because it's in a weird way, like, trying to help someone by scolding them very hard. It's like, you know, those parents who
But that came after seeing this sick shit white people do, though, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So that came after a very traumatizing experience.
And she did expel that out to her, remember? She's like, these white folks got all the shit that you got to be better than them because they got magics and wizards and all that other shit.
Yeah.
And then they got
think about.
Yeah, and they're delusional. Like, when she was seeing the way the white women were, like, talking amongst themselves, she's like, these bitches really are privileged and they don't give a fuck. You got to beat it. And so, yeah, there is a level of tough love to it. Mm-hmm. But like I said, coming from a position of power in where she found herself, you're not backing it up with anything else that's helpful.
It's like, you don't know what the fuck we
up against. Some of it's tough love and some of it's hate.
Or there's also this PTSD that comes from seeing fucked up shit that white people do, and then trying to make sure that black people are not victims to that shit as well. So you lash out and you're harsh because you want to make sure that they don't become a part of that, end up in the closet with their tongue cut out. So.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that part. That was stupid as fuck, too.
And we still don't know what the fuck going on with that shit.
Yeah, what was that?
Because I think with this show, I don't think they're going to bring any of this shit home.
Really?
I think they're just throwing out random fucking ideas. I don't even know. I mean, it doesn't seem like they even have a plan for how this is going
to
end.
They got to have a plan, Mike.
We'll see. I hope so.
Well, I mean,
if I wasn't with y'all, I would not be watching this anymore. I'm over it.
I really thought at least Ken would be more into it.
Why?
Because it's sci-fi.
This ain't really sci-fi.
It's sci-fi slash...
This is just weird fantasy.
Yeah.
Is it?
Like a bunch of genres.
See, I don't...
merged into one.
Yeah, it is.
It's sci-fi to most niggas. That's what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
I think so.
It may not be sci-fi to y'all because y'all know sci-fi. But to most niggas, like, oh, this is the most sci-fi I'm going to get.
Like, what would Harry Potter be considered?
That's fantasy. That's not sci-fi.
That's sci-fi fantasy.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Huh?
Science fiction. Yeah. No, it's fantasy.
No, that's
yeah, I don't
that's
think
fantasy.
That's
they be using sci-fi. Tools and shit. It's magic.
Ain't no fucking aliens. No,
come on, you got a flying car. Sci-fi. Flying car was in Bicentennial Man. That's sci-fi
magic,
too.
No.
Broomsticks is not tools, boy.
Magic is not sci-fi. It's fantasy.
I'm saying they had some magical tools.
What science? What science? You stupid.
Yeah. Hey, you know the movies. Hey. But now, yeah, I think Mike, when you're talking about bringing this home, like they do, like the whole Montrose, like his storyline, that gave us confirmation about his sexuality and showcased that community.
Michael,
you talking
has
about
to be
when
a,
he was dancing at a club with Shangela?
Well, I thought when he was fucking him and he was grabbing his chest.
Was that in this episode?
Yeah,
this was
right.
The episode when he went to the club.
Yeah.
That happened afterwards.
That before he fucked him, and then they.
That's what I'm saying. The club was after.
Yeah.
He came to the hotel room and he bent him over and he put Brian. Never
that was a lot of nails. I was like,
me
oh my
either.
God!
I was like, yo,
boy.
Like how tight is your
I
booty, bro?
Slim. Oh my God!
I was like, who even? How do you get that much spit?
Practice. A lot of practice.
Is that what it is?
That's that Mucinex nigga on his hand.
That nigga got a sinus infection.
For real. You need to see a
doctor. That's that hillbilly spit, boy.
That boy needs some milk.
He was salivating. He was really horny. Man. He couldn't wait.
I was like, God damn.
He had the whole way there. He had the angry sex. He was ready. He just pissed off.
Oh, God. That turned my stomach, Jesus. Man.
You almost hear that pot thing. Ping. What do you say?
I have never seen one person put that much spit in their hand. But he laughed and he bow and he grabbed his chest. I was like, okay, this could have been a beautiful scene without that spit.
No, they was fucking.
The spit, yeah, they were. I'm just saying, this could have, like, this remind me of y'all seen Brokeback Mountain.
No, I have not.
Really?
I had no desire to watch it during that time.
It's a trash movie. Yeah. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's a trash movie.
So I've never gone back to watch it.
But that's how the sex scene in that movie happens. Mm-hmm. The dude just, they're hanging out, whatever.
And then all of a sudden.
Bow. Mm. And so, but it was just a little bit of spit. This one, you know what I'm saying? It was like a bucket of spit.
Right.
Gotta but be twice as good, Mike.
I guess we blacks, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We need some extra.
Yeah, stupid.
You're stupid. I didn't think about that. You're right. The white dudes just eat a little. The brothers now.
Hey, right? The white man that lived that would do you, right?
Right.
I cannot.
I was like, that's not gonna be enough. Bro. That's not gonna be enough.
Right.
I'm like, try again.
I need you to spit one more time.
You need some more spit, boy.
This allergy season, you should be better than this.
What you doing with that?
No, bro. That ain't enough. That shit finna hurt. You better spit. You better get some more spit, boy.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
It could have been a beautiful scene, Mike.
It could have been a beautiful scene because, like you said, it did confirm his sexuality, and it could have been a beautiful scene, but it was just weird.
I think it was still beautiful, like, in
really?
A sense. Like, I felt the emotion. You know what I'm saying? I felt like he was really hurt and he was really comforted.
He what?
That he was really hurt and he felt comfort in that. He got comfort from that.
You can see he really hurt him.
No.
I was like, yeah, it looked like he hurt him.
That he was hurting inside. Like, I felt that from the act.
But what, was he justified? Like, he killed the siren. That's what I was thinking about the whole time. Like, why am I trying to care about this dude?
There has to be a reason.
It has to be a reason. Yeah. Again, it has to be a reason. We don't know what that reason is yet. But, I'm just going back to the beautiful scene. Mm-hmm. Like, I can see it. I still felt something there. Like,
I got you.
Like, I felt like that he actually loved and comfort him or whatever. So, yeah.
I didn't get that.
I did.
I didn't get a sense of love. I'm going to use this guy because this is going to make me feel better. I didn't get a sense of
that's
love.
What
that's
what
that was his. Yeah, that was Montrose to him. I thought that I got that from Montrose to him while he came over. But the guy he visited, I forget what's his name, the bartender guy, he said like, oh, did they beat you up again off that street? Like, mm-hmm. He probably thought it was like, oh, you got attacked again for being who you are. But it was like, nah, he didn't tell him like, nah, my son beat my ass because I killed somebody.
But I'm saying I didn't get a sense of an actual loving affection from that scene.
So what did you feel when he was when you saw how sad he was, and did you feel anything when you saw that?
What I felt from that was I need to take my mind off of what just happened. So I'm using mm-hmm. this person to get my mind away from it. I didn't get a feeling of I love this person and I'm coming here because I feel actual emotional comfort. I'm trying to take my mind off this, turn around, I'm gonna fuck you, and then I'm gonna feel better.
Yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, real quick, I didn't get a sense of an actual emotional connection until later on when they're at the club, and they had that really nice dance scene. I thought that was beautiful.
I was gonna ask if y'all thought that was beautiful.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
No, I think it was both that. I think mm-hmm. that led up to the dance and all that. So I felt it, of course, yeah, I think he went to him for, I need to get my mind off of this.
Yeah.
But that seemed like something that they do. That it's a known thing.
Okay,
like, I know what you need from me. There.
Gotcha.
Take it. You know what I'm saying?
And they love, you know, I mean, that is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I disagree with you, bro. You preach it right now.
Me, come take it. You know what I'm saying? I'll make you feel better type of thing. And he,
can
and
you
he
make me feel good?
Right. And he loved them for that. You know what I'm saying?
It was, I hate it was that scene. I didn't get that. Okay. But I what you're saying makes sense.
And I think I felt it then, and I felt it even more with the dance scene. I was like, yeah. Oh, man. Like,
he let that loose, honey. He let it out.
Yeah. I love it. I never seen Omar that free, bro.
I thought that was beautiful.
That saved the episode for me.
Me too. Yeah.
Like, that was the only reason I was like, oh, this episode is worth watching.
The whole episode, I take it back earlier when I said this episode is shit. That side story was actually more interesting than the stupid ass.
I wanted to see more Montrose. I fuck with Montrose, like, Ruby is cool, but again, like I thought this episode would explain, like, Rod, to your point, like how they're gonna bring, why, what is her purpose, mm-hmm. like, specifically her? Is it because of Letty and Tick, or is it because of something else?
Yeah.
But they didn't do that.
Right.
With Montrose, we get a confirmation about something we found out last episode, in episode 4, and then we explore that world. Mm-hmm. And that was a dope world to explore for that episode.
It was very interesting. Even though you could tell, like, he was uncomfortable when he was in the backstage with them. Yeah. You could tell he wanted to be there, but he was just wrestling with it.
The fact that he didn't say nothing was dope. Like, I love.
That's just Michael K. What's his name? Michael K.
Williams.
Williams. Yeah. That's just him.
Yeah.
He's going to murder every single scene he's in. But I do kind of wonder if he gets tired of playing this type.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking that too.
With the thug gay guy?
Yeah, I kind of wondered if he's just like, well, damn, why are you always making me this role? But either way,
he's all. I'm going to say them checks clear and shit.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, yeah. It was just very believable, but he saved this episode.
Going back to Ruby and Tamara, that scene where we thought the white boss was at least somewhat decent, and then we find out that he's actually a piece of shit and he tries to sexually assault Tamara,
mm-hmm.
while Ruby was, deforming out of her skin, I was wondering, why did she just look and watch it happen? Why didn't she intervene during that time?
Right, at that point. Because she, especially with her being a black woman at that point, what could she have done?
With all that blood on her.
She could have scared the shit out of her.
That's what I was running out of.
But I'm just saying, but like, because I thought that's what she was going to do. Like, she was like watching, like, this is the time where I'm like, okay, she's finally going to help out the black woman. But she just sat back and watched, and like, luckily, Tamara got away, but.
Yeah.
That kind of threw me off. I don't know, maybe I'm just reading into that too much, but I was just like.
I forgot that part. Which part are you talking about?
Remember, it was right after, I believe.
They were at the club, mm-hmm. and he had taken her outside, and he was trying
the
to.
The other girl, the other black girl that works at the.
Oh, why she didn't make a move then? Yeah. That's what you're saying.
I think that because the next time you see Ruby, she's with the white girl, the Christina. White witch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So. And the white witch explains to her that you don't understand that there's power that comes with this magic. So I don't think that, I guess, Ruby in that moment felt powerless and didn't fully, I guess, understand that not only do I reap the benefits, but I can actually exert some sort of power as a white woman. And so that's when the next thing you see, the next scene with the dude or whatever, the stiletto scene, and that was so disturbing.
Yeah, that they went too long. That went way too long. And even then, like, I don't even know why she did that specifically. Like, you might as well kill the motherfucker. I don't know why you would just.
Did he not die?
Mm-mm.
Nah, he was just still squirming.
Because she shed her skin and she was like, I want you to know.
That's right. Nigga bitch, that's right. That's right.
But I didn't even.
Kind of crazy to me because I'm like, he don't have her name, but I'm like, you know, that's a white man. You know, he could, like, come and get your ass. Like,
but what is he going to say? Like, oh, some black white woman put this shoe in my ass. Going to sound like a FIFA story.
He could easily make up some shit, though. That's the thing. Like, back then, true. You could just make up whatever. Because they always looking to get a nigga.
But after you see some magic shit happen like that.
You might not want to tell.
Yeah, you like.
You might not even know who to trust as a white person. Like, hold on.
But I didn't even get why he didn't fight back. Like, she just walked in the room and just popped him one good time and he fell over, right?
No, she seduced him.
She seduced him and she had him by the neck with his tie.
As you can see, I had given up.
Yeah.
And then she got behind him with the belt and then that's when she bent them over and.
Yeah, because she knew that he was attracted to her.
Yeah, she thought she was just getting kinky.
Yeah.
I don't remember his arms.
He was letting her do whatever. Like, okay.
Remember he was sucking on her heel and all that shit?
I remember that part, but I don't remember his arms being tied up.
Yeah, he was tied.
Okay, never mind.
I want to say he was damn near hog tied because then
he had. Yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah. But he was used to it too. Like he got to assume the position quick. He fucked up with that one, boy.
I mean, she went right into the hole too. She didn't have to like measure or nothing. She just bow right in there.
And she just kept jabbing. I'm like,
keep on jabbing.
He said, do it again.
What did he say?
One more time. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, hey, that
they've
that
done
was
a lot
disturbing.
Worse to black ones, so.
That, well,
the shit was still trash.
Yeah, and then like you said, Nate, we find out that Christina is William the whole time, which is explains why you never see Christina and William in the same scene before beforehand.
Well, she wasn't always William though, right? I thought she was just William because William died. No?
I thought she was just
William. She was the one that actually had sex with her and everything.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Damn.
She was the one that actually had sex with her and everything.
No. I'm saying, but she wasn't always William from the beginning of the show.
Oh, the show? No.
Like when they were at the mansion.
Yes, she was. Wait.
Then she was. You never seen them
in the
same
scene. Together.
Oh my God.
She's always had the issue of not being able to be apart because she's a woman. Right. So she's just used this William magic to be able to insert herself into that world.
But William didn't really have that much power in the coven.
He was part of the order though, wasn't he?
No.
I thought he was just a butler or some shit. I don't think he had any
power.
He
was a henchman. Like she called him like her hired help. So maybe that's how he was able to get up through the ranks.
That's crazy. Oh shit. So now I understand why I was confused in the previous episode.
Because the show sucks.
Because I thought she was just William for this one time.
I did too.
So I didn't know for this whole time.
Remember the scene where she beats up, where William beats up the cops?
That's where I was going.
That episode what?
Remember when she beat up the cops? Remember she walked out, as Christina
into the house.
William came out on the other side.
Yeah, I just didn't think that she went there and transformed.
I didn't either until now. That explains that, because I was confused as fuck. I was like, where the fuck he came from?
Too much.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, it is too fucking much.
Damn.
But yeah, so that's why maybe, like, why? So she had to sleep with Ruby?
She wanted to sleep with Ruby.
No way.
For
see
what?
That all that thick blackness?
What?
No, not she, like, she's a bad looking or nothing, but it just didn't.
What's the purpose of
fit? Yeah. It was like, yeah, what's the purpose of this?
Because she can do what she wants to because she a white man.
And then go get another.
Like a bear,
baby. I don't know.
He wanted some of that juice.
She needed to use her in particular to.
Yeah, but for what?
Because
I think that whole family's tied somehow, and you know what I'm saying?
But she's Letty's family, not Tix.
I know she's Letty's family, so, but it.
She's trying to get into the house. That's what it is.
Yeah, because she's still looking for that thing with the planets on.
Stop calling that woman hippopotamus.
Yeah.
She
also called a hypocrite.
She has it. She has the thing, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just thought her reaction was funny and black. She was like, "You've been William this whole time." Like, that's how you respond to seeing this motherfucker crawl out of this motherfucker.
Well, that goes back to what, Mike, your stories about as far as what black people say, the first thing they say that without really acknowledging what's going on. That was the first, that's what I said. The first question you ask is like, damn, like, this is you the whole time, not the fact that like, damn, you a man, like, or you a woman and all that shit.
But by this time, she's already dealt with the situation and the transformation stuff, so it's not even like super surprising in that way.
I thought it was. I thought that was pretty surprising. I was like, okay, that's a nice little twist. Shit's still bad, but it's a nice.
What's about with her from her perspective?
And how she was because
Ken
to,
was like, "That's what you." Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's been through
the
whole metamorphosis thing.
She knows that's a thing.
Yeah, so she's like, "Damn, you've been doing this shit too."
It should just ended with her going, "Hell no!" Nah. Run the credits. I'm surprised it didn't. As bad as the show is,
that's what it kind of did. Yeah,
you know, insert either one.
Right. Really.
Why you step back, Renee?
No reason.
All right.
But yeah, that was...
Y'all fucked me up, though. I didn't even realize that she was the William guy in the other episodes.
Did you care?
I
was just like, who fucking cares?
Yeah, that's why the twist didn't hit me. Like, exactly. When I seen it, I was like...
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
I was more surprised at all. She fucked her? I mean,
that's like, what I was thinking the whole time. I was like, did you have to fuck her? Like,
now that I know that that's been her, it... is somewhat interesting, like thinking that it was just her for just this one episode, just that one moment to kind of trick her into getting what she needed to. Yeah, it was less impactful, but if I would have put together that it was William for all five episodes, I probably would have had a different reaction.
Really? Yeah, you know what? You're right. Because like now that makes this episode make way
it really
more,
don't matter.
It doesn't matter, and I'm not that invested in it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So now, because that was one of the things he was telling her, like, you know, you have the opportunity to do things you weren't able to do before. And that's basically what she's been preaching this whole time mm-hmm. by being William. Like, I've been doing this, so you now I'm giving you the power and the ability to do what I've been doing mm-hmm. since the first episode or whatever. So I guess that's a tie. But again, it's like, I don't care right now. I just don't care. Oh, that's cool. But okay, now what?
Because I gave you this power, and all you did was you went and harassed a black woman at work. Mm-hmm. Took some white people dancing and then stuck a fucking shoe up somebody's ass.
And got some
That's
ice cream.
Did with your power?
And got some ice cream.
Got some free ice cream. Tight.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Episode 6.
Right. All right.
Meet me in, was it Daegu? Ciao.
Man, meet me on another show.
So, you can start us off, Mike. Episode 6, you loved it?
Trash! It was better than the previous one because at least it had like some cool little horror elements to it, but I fell asleep like 3 times. I had to keep starting it over.
Really?
I fell asleep too.
Really?
It was so boring. Go ahead. It was so boring.
Don't nobody care about this girl, wolf pussy. Don't nobody care.
For what pussy?
Her wolf pussy. Don't nobody care about this tiger bitch. I don't understand why we had to watch a whole episode of this wolf woman suck the souls out of these 199 men or whatever. For what? For us to see right. that she fell in love with Tick. So she knows Tick is going whatever. She had this premonition at the end. We ain't need a whole episode of this bitch fucking niggas for that.
I will say this about this episode. Yeah, that man. It start, like, when it started, I'm like, oh man, I can't do this show. Like, this is just, no. But I thought it came together at the end.
Hell no.
The Judy Garland got to you?
Together, huh?
The Judy Garland part got to you?
Nah, that didn't get to me. I just
her
thought,
being awkward was cute. Yeah. I thought I did like that. Yeah, aspect.
I was
like the dating
that.
Scene was actually pretty well done.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
The dating scene where she was in the speed dating thing. Mm-hmm. I felt for her.
Yeah. It's kind of what Nate said. It's elements about this show that pulls me in and pulls me out. I think I'm going to like it. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't. But it pulls me in and out. And there's something about that intrigues me for some reason. I'm like, why does this show keep pulling me in and out? Cause I was kind of with you guys. Trust me and believe me. I was just like, man, I don't know if I could do this show or whatever. But, but I don't know, man. I want to see it through. At this point, I want to see what happens and how this comes together. And if it does come together at this point, because. I think they've been able to do a good job of bringing, well, in my opinion, I think they've been able to do a good job of bringing episodes together by the end. Because, like I said, I went into that episode thinking like, man, this is fucking crazy. Like, what? But then when they tied in and she seen the vision, because I was telling Nate that I thought that he killed her.
Mm-hmm. Because of the vision he had in the mansion.
Oh. I thought he killed her.
In the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when I saw like, oh shit, he didn't kill her. She had a premonition of him.
But was that even her?
Yeah.
Because the thing about it is like, why did he envision her as some fucking, some warrior?
Because that's how he remembered her. Like,
how though?
She almost killed him.
But, and not in that way, like.
But he can't fathom the a Naruto pussy, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it happened. He saw fucking worm things coming out of
his vagina. Remember, as soon as it happened, he was like, what?
But she didn't attack him as like a mercenary.
So that episode was like playing on their mind and their issues. And I think because he has problems with what he's done in the war, that's why the memory mm-hmm. came out the way that it did with him actually killing her.
No, I'm not confused about why he killed her. I'm confused about why she showed up as an actual mercenary dressed in the fucking army fatigue and all that shit and was flipping over tables and slicing. Why didn't she show up and just go, hey, Tick, wow, and do that? Like, and then the episode ended. She didn't tell him anything, really.
No, she didn't.
She said, don't go back to America, you'll die.
Yeah, she screamed that as he was running away butt naked.
He didn't hear that. He didn't hear that shit.
Man, Ken, what was your thoughts on episode 6?
When it went off, my first response was, this shit. Mm-hmm. that was it. But when I was walking to the kitchen, I was like, damn, it's coming together.
Like, there you go, kid.
I was like, damn, I think they're gonna pull it off. I don't know, but I think the way they're stitching it together,
yeah.
I think it's gonna work in the end.
You're crazy. I have high hopes now. I don't know, man. I don't know.
This episode is the reason why you think it's gonna stick.
We needed to get away from them. And I think.
Yes.
No, we don't.
Yes, right. We
did. They the main cast. How are we going to get away from the main cast?
Because I like having that background, that history of what the fuck he did over there. We seen he was traumatized, but he just went up and just pow, popped the motherfucker without thinking twice about it. And him having to deal with that, the repercussions of that. So I like that. I like having a different type of horror element added to the show. From overseas, and I think they were in Korea.
Yeah, South Korea, I believe.
Yeah, I thought I thought that was dope as I reflected on it. Mm-hmm. And I just think I really want to know how it's going to tie into the rest.
I really do. Like I'm interested to watch episode 7 tonight. Like, cause I like it was a fox there. You know the fox got to be for something, right? You know the fox got
to
be something.
The fox was like, you set tripping right now, nigga. Like you on my side of town. You ain't supposed to be here.
The fox has got a meaning too.
The fox tails was what was coming out of shit, wasn't it?
I guess so.
I think it was like a fox.
Yeah, monster. It's a nine-tailed fox. That's
yeah,
what.
Yeah, there you go. Nine-tailed fox. That's what I'm saying.
A
who?
A who? Nine-tailed
fox.
Nine-tailed fox.
Yeah, that's. I only know that because I watched Naruto, and that's what he is.
Oh,
that's when the lady was describing like, oh, this demon. Is possessed this human. That's how Naruto was in the it's an anime show.
Oh. Yeah, so, like the way they set it up, like I didn't even know that like that wasn't her daughter and shit like that. Like I thought they did this. I thought after I really got over my initial reaction, I was like, damn, that actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Same thing, Ken.
Shout out to Jamie Chung from Real World.
That's who. That's right. You did say that's who. That
oh yeah, she's
from Real World.
She was on Real World. I don't remember which season.
Jamie Chung,
The Asian chick.
Was she the main person?
She's one of the main persons on the Real World. I think.
No. Which person
on the episode?
She was the chick.
Because I kept looking at her, and I was like, I know that
she's
face.
She's been in other movies, but
they didn't list Real World. When I went to IMDb, Real World's not on
she
there.
She was on Real World. Mm. She definitely was.
Jamie Chung.
But I agree with you. I did like the whole aspect of like her, like it's, the episode starts off with like, you think she's just trying to get married to please her mom and stuff like that, because of traditional values and whatnot. But you find out it's a whole other fucked up way. And then like the whole speed dating thing. I thought it was hilarious because, like, she thought she had a connection because they was vibing over the music. He was like, I'm gone.
That was actually sad. He said, psych. I felt bad. Y'all are assholes, man.
I was just saying, because, like, she thought she had, because she was really honest. So she said something like, I just want an honest connection with somebody, whatever.
He was like, yeah, me too.
Not from you though.
So she wasn't speed dating to get victims to the house. She was speed dating looking for actual love.
No, she was
trying to get niggas to the house.
She was getting appetizers.
Why was that sad?
Because she was unsuccessful, and then she started doubting herself, like why she was unsuccessful, and then she starts realizing that like I can't connect to these people. And then when she stands up and the girl goes nice socks, and it shows, and then it was just like, okay, she's so awkward because I guess she's not really understanding how humans work.
Yeah.
So I did like that aspect of this episode.
Yeah.
But she was able to connect with her best friend.
But wasn't she like the same thing or something?
I thought she was, but she wasn't.
Oh, she wasn't? Okay.
Yeah, I never got that either.
She was just more like open-minded because she was, you know.
Because I thought she was like people like us or whatever and stuff like that.
I think she was thinking about like-minded people. Like we think differently. We act differently.
Because she was like, we're humans too. She's like, yeah, we're humans.
It
too.
Made me feel you might be right. I with the dialogue, but I also thought that since she aligned her ideas with the Communist Party, I thought she was speaking more to that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Then,
oh, I thought she was lying about that part.
No, she really was a communist.
See, I kept falling asleep. Like
you fell asleep on the sex murder demon scene?
I fell asleep on this episode literally 3 times because it was so fucking boring.
That demon scene.
It was
scene,
boring?
Yeah, that
it
demon
was
scene.
Boring as fuck.
I didn't think it was boring.
Oh, it was so boring. I was like, I don't give a fuck about this shit. I don't give a fuck about you, your mama.
It was boring, but it just don't, it's like for what? It's like for what? Like
you know it's for something though.
You know, and I understand it's all gonna come together, but at the end it's like, okay, for her to have a premonition about the, I didn't need all of this for that.
No. Like the D cup of like her mom.
I'm about to say deep cuts.
Sorry. Okay.
The deep cuts.
Deep cut. You got titties on your mind?
Nah, like the scene of like her explaining her mom's backstory, like the fact that like the daughter was raped.
Yeah, her father was molested. It was just too much.
And my thing is like, why stop at 99? If you only got to get to 100, why you stop at 99?
Because the 100
was problems,
taken
man.
Because she didn't want
to. But a bitch ain't.
Good job, Ken. Good job.
It was there somewhere.
Good job. Yeah. I mean, she felt, because she was longing for that feeling of being a human, right? Like being normal. And her mom constantly told you, you're not. So when she finally felt something from Tick, it just so happened to be at the 99th problem.
But she decided that she wasn't going to do it before she met Tick.
Say that one more time.
She decided she wasn't going to do it before she met Tick, right?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she wasn't going to kill
Tick,
him.
The fact that it was, she saw Tick and that's the one who killed her best friend or
yeah, that's what she was like, all right, I got you.
And she realized that he did it against his will. Like, he didn't want to do that.
Shit, he got up to that motherfucker like dumb quick. Yeah. And he didn't even shed a Denzel tear when he shot him.
He was brainwashed, man. The military do that to you. They fuck you up.
I don't know. I didn't like that part. I really didn't like that
him
part.
Him just walking up, shooting her?
Yeah. I did. They should have shown at least some level of confliction. They showed zero. He walked up. Wow, and then just had this look on his face like, yeah, I did that.
But I thought about that. I had that same feeling until I really thought about, like, and I'm not trying to put it like this negative thing about the military, but they're kind of programmed to be desensitized from killing people.
No, I get all that, okay. But for the purpose of a TV show where we're supposed to care about what happens to Tick, I didn't think that they played that part well.
You didn't get the conflict afterwards, though? Like, he was very conflicted about what he'd done.
When?
Once he was in the hospital, the way he conversed with her and just the emotions.
No, because I didn't care at that point.
But I think that's when he was.
He was beat up, and then he was in the hospital, and he couldn't read his book. He threw his little glasses
down. Yes, it was funny.
Like a little biatch.
I can't read my book. Can you read the book for me, Mitch?
Hey, look, y'all ain't ever tried to read glass and read a book with
that's what I'm saying. He was pissed.
Bro. That should have pissed you off.
Oh, they're crying. Bro, what?
But I think, that's the like, he's away from the brainwashing. So kind of going to what Rod's saying, like, you know, when you're part of that and they start just, you know, force feeding you all these things and they make you believe these things, like, yeah, who knows what other horrors he did prior to that?
You're trained to be a killer.
Look, okay. I'm not oblivious to how the military works.
Yeah.
I've been fully aware of how the military brainwashes people. Okay, that's not the part that I'm saying, but I'm saying for the purpose of a television show, for us to care about Tick, the fact that we see him walk up without hesitation and shoot a woman in the head, and then later on when we're seeing the flashback and he's in there holding her down while they're pulling teeth out, and they for a hot second they do show a little bit of confliction there, but it's like, bro, you just shot somebody in the head. Why are you conflicted now? And then we're supposed to feel sorry for him because he's in this room after getting his ass whooped or blown up or some shit.
But
it didn't come together for me. It was too.
Yeah, he started crying and stuff when he was talking to her. And like,
but that was after the fact. I like the fact that they showed that he was just fully invested in that particular scene, that he was fully invested and locked in. And then no you emotion, saw the decoupling of that later on. Then you saw like the remorse and him being in the hospital.
Yeah.
So you could kind of, you know, the way I looked at it is kind of compare and contrast it to is like, damn, man, this motherfucker cold blooded. Oh, damn. He really does have second thoughts about what he was doing.
After he got blown up and landed in this hospital, then all of a sudden
he's. Hey, man.
It wasn't after that. I think he still kind of had that mentality. It was after he fell for this Asian girl. It was after that when he started being like, you know, there's more to life than this and kind of snap out of it.
You know what this is?
I said coochie.
Is that what it was?
Coochie brought him back to the world.
He was a virgin, right?
Yeah,
he was. Now, he wasn't, because then in his flashback, he was butt naked with a black woman in the bed.
Yeah.
But that's not a flashback. That was a premonition.
Damn, was that Ruby?
That wasn't Ruby.
No, that wasn't Ruby.
She didn't even look like no damn Ruby.
Yeah.
She wasn't that big.
That's what I was about to say.
What the hell?
I think that was somebody before
Ruby. That looked like
Hawkman. It was probably somebody before Ruby.
It was quick.
He never fucked Ruby.
Before Letty.
Oh, yeah, you're not Ruby. I'm sorry. Y'all got me saying, why did I say Ruby?
Because Ken did?
Oh, okay. Fucking yeah. I know somebody did.
So, yeah, he was using the oldest trick in the book. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm a virgin, too.
No.
It's a flash forward. Damn.
How you missed that whole conversation?
What you mean?
It wasn't a flashback. It was a flash forward.
That's what y'all think? I think
she
that was.
She sees their whole life, and that's why she was able to tell him not to go, because she saw him dying.
Yeah.
So she was able to see everything past and happen.
But the first time she did it, we saw it with, Cuz, right?
Yeah, but
the first
you saw time. His, you Cuz. Saw, yeah.
The dude from Heroes.
He didn't have a future, Nick. His future ended right there.
Like, remember, she was
she
like,
fucked him to death.
Yeah, cause when he was on that mountaintop and she was screaming too, like, I thought that was like the end of his, like, she saw the highlights of your life.
I thought that was
her. Yeah, his life was over after that.
Right. Remember, she said, I've never seen anything like this. Right. Mm. She told us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
It was still, I don't know, whatever.
Cause normally she'd kill him.
Right. And then she saw his future because she felt like she couldn't kill him. Like, for some reason, there was a reason she couldn't kill him.
Hey, man, he was giving it to her. She just forgot.
Bro, I was telling him the whole time. I was like, bro, leave it alone, bro. Hey, she trying to tell you.
She's cute. Shit.
But she was trying to tell you, I ain't trying to do this. Like,
do what?
She was. She was like, you got to go.
No.
Before.
Yeah. We had sex before and she was able to control it. But this time, she wasn't able to control it because he was on top. Last time she was able to control it because she could control the tempo and all that, but next time he was like, he let go.
He came to life. He was laying on his back with that good nut. He said, oh!
I thought one of them tails got him inside.
It was like two pumps. And he was like, he lay back down like, he was spent.
That motherfucker came up. He said, I didn't know it was going to be like,
that's that nine-tailed fox for you.
Man.
Oh, she was a spirit.
Clearly.
Yeah.
She said,
I'm 99 men.
She said, I'm not, motherfucker.
99 men. She's
right. She knows what to do. She knows exactly what to do.
She's like, oh, but I'm a spirit. Like, she said it. Like,
that shit was funny. Yeah. He got that one last pump in too. If you go back and watch that,
it's always that pump,
bro. It's always that last good pump.
That's the one I need. You need that one too. It ain't worth it if you don't get that last one in.
I cannot with y'all.
It's a waste if you don't get that.
Damn.
Man, that was probably the best scene of the whole episode. I was crying.
I thought it was funny. He was like, there's nothing you could tell me that would make me run away.
We knew. He got the fuck on, didn't he?
He didn't put his drawers on. This motherfucker, buddy. He grabbed all his clothes. He just
was like, Get away from me. Get away from me.
He said, What the hell?
Yo.
Oh, man. She was like, I'm sorry. She was starting, I was like,
and I'm sorry, I have no shit like that. The fuck wrong with you?
You ain't going back in the room, like,
hell nah.
You already been fucked.
That man, look, I already got my nut off, bro. I'm good now.
Hey, I don't know. I might have to go back in there, bro. I don't know what kind of kinky shit she can do with that shit.
Hell no.
She might have got some tricks.
Hey,
one of them little. Sucked out your eyeballs. You were really right. Go back.
And one of them goes up his booty. I don't know if you noticed that.
Hey, look.
I thought it was just
I don't
his
know
eyes
what you can do with those tentacles.
If you watch the first one she killed, it went right
in. The first one not tick though, right?
No, it went in tick too, because when she threw him.
Yep.
She threw him.
That's a different
first.
Type of erotica, man. Yeah.
The way he fucking turns, you can tell the velocity was with his ass.
Not the velocity.
Got your ass.
Break down the scientific terms for us, Mike.
Hey, bro. Hey, objects at motion tend to stay in motion. The way he spin around, the way his booty landed, I was like, oh, the thing was in your booty too, huh?
Yeah.
He was definitely not going back in that fucking room.
Nah, he been violating.
I am not my daddy.
Stupid. <Bro. laughs>
This apple don't fall that far. This apple fall far from the tree.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's rolling down the hill.
Oh, man.
Okay, I don't even know where we started.
The shaman, maybe?
We can stop. We
for real.
Child.
Fuck this.
But did y'all like the monster concept as far as the conversation they had? When she was describing like her confliction about feeling love for him before, obviously he killed her friend and then his confliction about like how he deals with the war, like they're both monsters. How she was talking, you didn't.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I felt like this one came together.
No.
Mm. I did. I really did. I don't know if it's because it was late or what, but I feel like it did.
How do you have her phone number?
Huh?
How do you have her phone number?
How did he to my previous?
He called her.
He calls her. So that's who he calls every now and again.
Oh, he found it on the wait.
He wrote it down. He probably been had it.
It was in that hieroglyphic stuff.
The phone number was?
No, not the phone number. He called her before he even went somewhere.
Yeah, like the very first episode.
Yeah.
Does those long those calls or whatever, and then he hangs up the phone.
Why is he calling her anyway? Pussy's
that good, Mike. It wasn't that good.
It wasn't that good,
Mike. It was his first time.
Nah, but he had Letty after that. He should have been straight.
Wait, I'm confused again.
But he ain't got nine tails.
He called her in the first episode. No, he called her before that. He called her in like the first episode.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, he calls her, doesn't say a word. She's like, Tick, is that you?
Oh.
And then...
It was a hard
look. Say it again, Mike. Say it again. How was the salutation?
I should not find that shit so funny. I'm so sorry.
It was his face for me. Like, that's how she said it. Is that you?
It was a hieroglyphic.
I did not mean it like in a racist thing. I was saying like, y'all just took it that way. That's not how I meant it.
That's the way you said it.
That's it.
Do it again.
I was not saying that. And you should, because that's not how I meant it. I'm just saying, but that's what happened. She's like, a tick is at you. And then he just hung the phone up.
Who paying for them long distance?
That's what I was thinking too. Macho's probably like, boy, get your goddamn get your ass off my phone.
Especially around that time, I guess, too. Yeah. Yeah, I thought he got it from that hieroglyphic stuff, because that's mm-hmm. how he was able to decipher
it.
It was before that.
I'm like, how you save her phone number? A chick with them fucking tentacles that attacked you. You save the number?
I'm telling you. He's been thinking about that shit.
Bro, that pussy boy is nine tails, man. You ain't gonna find that.
She the one that took his virginity, man.
Yeah, he been thinking about that shit.
I don't call my first.
Hey, you ain't gonna have that phone.
And she didn't stick no tentacle up my ass.
She got nine tails, Mike. You got some nine tail coochie.
You wanted to see it through your soul.
She's sucking souls out, man.
Oh, Jesus, man. This show.
So what did y'all think about the ending as far as like when they went up that snowy mountain and they saw the shaman?
Yeah. Again, I just felt like it made me intrigued. Like, okay, what is really going to happen next?
Mm-mm. Now I want to know.
Yeah. They got me. They got me.
They got for real, for real?
Huh?
I said, for real, they got you?
Yeah, they got me.
I'm glad they got somebody. Shit.
Yeah. I mean, because, again, I have my criticisms about this show, just like you guys. But I think it's enough intrigue there for me to enjoy it. If they can continue to do these things and bring it together.
Got to bring it home from here.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, they only got three episodes.
That's what I'm saying. Can't play around.
Because now they're about to do...
I still want to know why this police officer got a black chest.
Oh, and the Ruby episode, when the police officer, when she was hiding in the closet with the guy with no tongue,
mm-hmm.
and the police officer, the sheriff, he took off his shirt, and it was like a black chest.
I don't even remember that.
That's what I read about. I didn't really see it, but I read about it. Like, it maybe have to do with those experiments that white guy was doing.
I feel like this is like it's raining. I feel like this is like a prequel to Get Out. That's what I think.
Mm. Oh, that's why Jordan Peele's attached to it?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Jordan Peele.
Oh, this is the 60s.
But he would have done better than this. If they make this actually connected to the Get Out universe, I might really be mad.
I might be too, because I wanted to be a little, because it wasn't no magic or nothing in Get Out, right?
Yeah.
Well, it was not really.
No, it was sci-fi.
Yeah, yeah.
Scientific,
not sci-fi.
It was sci-fi magic, bro.
It wasn't any magic, though.
You're right.
It just was transferring, you know. Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know. I hope that's not the route they're going.
I hope it's not either, but that's what I think. It's funny.
Yeah, it's raining.
But, yeah. Yeah, I thought the ending was... I think it reached to bring it back home. As far as like her saying like, what is like, I'm invested in the tick now. What does his life mean? And then the shaman was like, it means as much as he meant to you with some bullshit like that. Nothing or whatever. So I guess going back to at the end of episode 5, when Tick decodes that message and it says die.
Mm-hmm.
And then he calls her up again. And then he was like, how did you know? So I guess he was listening when he ran out when she said that you're going to die eventually. So we'll probably see how that plays out. But for me, the rest of the episodes moving forward have to be about Tick, Montrose, and Letty. Like, no more side stories about other people. We good on that. We know all the characters.
Well,
now.
This next one is going to be about Hippolyta?
Oh, yeah.
Hippolyta.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be about her and that star thing.
I'm so okay, sure. No, I think we need that.
Nah, no. Because then I saw some of it. It's like she's in Sparta and some old shit.
I mean, she's in Sparta, bro.
Yeah, like it look like she's in 300. Like she's dressed up like a warrior.
What,
bro? I saw.
You hadn't seen that.
I didn't watch the trailer because
that's how I know the next is going to be about her.
I think we need that. We need to complete the
because
cycle.
She wants that star thing for some reason.
Yeah. Now we know all the characters have their little main thing. So now it's go time.
The show sucks, y'all. Sorry.
And then she connected because she named the comet or something like that, or like she was the one that named.
The stars.
Shit, maybe she's from space. Maybe it's about to really hit that sci-fi shit.
It's really about to get deep.
Man, they tried to
warn you. They tried to warn you in the beginning with that.
And is she from space? That's gonna be tight.
Y'all are nuts. Y'all are seriously nuts.
They gonna get you, right?
They're not. There's only three episodes left. They cannot bring this home to where I'm gonna 4, 7, 8, 9, 10. You're right. My math is off. Thank you. I can't see them bringing this home in 4 episodes. I just can't.
I think so.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, that's being optimistic. Those are any final thoughts before we close out?
Trash.
Nope.
Trash.
Nope.
Those are our thoughts for episodes 5 and 6 of Lovecraft. Please let us know what your guys' thoughts are so far this season in the Reddit thread, FPS Podcast Reddit thread, and also send us your suggestions and thoughts on IG and Twitter, FPS Podcast. We're about to be closing out soon. Episode 7 and 8 will drop in a couple weeks, so make sure you stay tuned for that. And that's us for this week. We out. Peace.
Peace.